My name is Bernadette Jansen. My company helps women harness their passion for homemaking and renovating to build an income and a life they love. The specific situation I need assistance with today is, I am writing the email nurture sequence for subscribers who log into our website. Their step two is an invitation to be on the bootcamp waitlist. It seems really pathetic, but I'm really struggling knowing what to write. Plus, some subscribers will be on this list for 6 weeks. I wondered whether I should do a choose your adventure type email where they nominate the strategy that interests them to inform what content we send them. The specific question on what your brilliant ideas on today is, given that subscribers may be on the list for 6 weeks before we can invite them to a webinar, how many emails should be on the sequence? What topics should I write about if I don't know why they want to renovate? Any extra information Bernadette has, the strategies I could write about are renovating your home to increase equity, renovating to prepare for retirement, replacing your day job with renovating. So there's some of the content ideas that she has. All righty. Goodo. All right. So I see some hands up here already. I'm coming across to you, Kim.
Just a clarifying question, Bernadette. When you say you're writing the email nurture sequence for subscribers who log into our website, what do you mean by that? Are they answering a newsletter? Are they subscribing to a newsletter, or how? What does that look like for the user on the website?
So they'll be subscribing to a lead magnet.
And what is the lead magnet? What is the lead magnet?
Well, I've got several, and so but I have to narrow it down. So at currently, I have a project overview of the project we just finished, which is just a, you know, like a lookbook. And so that's what I'm thinking that I will use.
Okay.
Anything else, Kim?
So that's what you're using at the moment, the lookbook?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Yvonne?
So it's kind of a clarifying question, but building on what Kim had asked. So when they get into that nurture sequence, does the bootcamp relate to what they're coming to your website for? Because if it does, then that gives you the content to get them from that endpoint where you want them to join up to the bootcamp from the beginning. And as Michelle and Susie pointed out before, using all different unique entry points will then actually give you the information and content about why they're coming to you and whether the bootcamp is actually the right path or sequence for them to go down.
Okay, so I do have other lead magnets, but just taking the feedback from last mastermind, I've sort of narrowed it down to one. And the other thing is that the bootcamp is really the only product we have to offer them. So so in my business, everything heads to the bootcamp.
Yep.
So either a client or they're a potential client or they're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if the bootcamp is about, I'm not a renovator or a homemaker, but if the bootcamp is about how to, you know, rebuild this to that, then whatever you put at the front end needs to lead them to that being the logical solution.
Okay.
And that will give you your content for however many weeks.
Okay. Well, I guess it does, because this is about a project that's a product of the bootcamp. So if you want to do this, then this is how you do it. So does that make sense? Is that the right thinking?
I'm just giving some suggestions. So, yeah, if it matches.
Thank you.
I think the point Yvonne is making is the lead mag you're offering aligned with the core offer, which is the bootcamp? And you're saying, yes, yes, it is. So that answers that question that Yvonne had. Okay. Yep. But you also said that you have a lot of other lead magnets. Amanda Farmer, coming to you.
Thank you. Bernadette, your funnel sounds very similar to mine. All that I offer most of the time is membership. And so thinking about what we learned this morning, plus one to what Yvonne and Kim were saying, work backwards from that. So your ultimate offer is your boot camp. So what's the path to get people to boot camp? I heard in your question that you're a bit concerned that they're coming through from your website, they're then getting what they opted in for, and then you might not have a boot camp running for 6 weeks. They could be hanging around. Look, sometimes I open my membership twice a year, so I've got people sitting on my list waiting. That doesn't stop me from telling them at the step two, hey, by the way, your ebook's on the way, hope you really like it. By the way, there's a whole bunch of people just like you enjoying more of me, more of this, more of whatever inside the membership. Come and check it out. They click through to the sales page for the membership, read all about it, go, oh my God, I'm so excited, click to buy, and it says, oh, the membership is closed at the moment, but if you want your first, you want to get your invitation to join as soon as we open the doors, plus a special bonus, click here and enter our wait list. Susie does this really well on her side, so check that out, better than what I'm doing it. But that there's no reason not to promo bootcamp, get people really excited, click through. We're not open yet, but you're going to be the first to know. And then for the 6 weeks, you plan out your nurture sequence for that 6 weeks to get them really warmed up for bootcamp, ready to open. But it's fine to tell them about it and sit them on a wait list.
Amazing. Thank you. That's great.
Bernadette, I wanted to ask a clarifying question around choose your adventure. You mentioned that yes. Once they come into your world that you wanted to go down one of several streams. What is that about, the choose your adventure?
So that relates to different, so people are in different circumstances. So my avatar may be in, you know, they may not own any investment properties. They might have their family home that has some potential to increase their asset base. They might be quite close to retirement and need to make up ground quickly. And how I would communicate with them would be different depending on where they are. And so what I was thinking is that I might do something like, you know, basically, what's your interest in renovating? You know, do you want to, you know, maximize the impact of downsizing, or, yeah, do you want to give up your day job? That's what a lot of people want to do. And so then I can start talking to that.
So would you consider using a quiz funnel as a lead magnet so that you can then direct that conversation, which will lead to the boot camp?
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
Susie, I think you're muted, but I think you just said Michelle, if I can read your lips. Yeah, like I got so excited. Amanda Farmer plus 1,000 million billion. That was the main piece of feedback I wanted to give. I would say, Bernadette, it's what we were talking about the other day at the last meeting, you know, about draw out your funnel and all the green lights. And then obviously you've got the red lights, the people that say no at all the steps. But just think of your wait list as if it's green light. They've just hit an amber light. They have to pause there. So don't sort of like create a different sequence or a different funnel. It's just, it's the funnel. Sometimes the funnel's a green light when they want to say yes. Sometimes the funnel's an amber light. They still want to say yes, but they can't quite get through yet because the traffic light is amber and it's pausing in the wait list. So you have a slightly different email sequence for them, but it's you exactly what Amanda said. Your step two is still publishing the value of what you're selling ultimately, your ultimate desired conversion activity. Because what I heard you say about choose your own adventure and not telling them about that until you've got it open, it's just diluting the offer and it's making it far too complicated for you. So the one thing I'd add is I wouldn't do the choose your own adventure unless you're doing a quiz funnel, and I wouldn't do a quiz funnel right now. You've got a lead magnet, stick with the lead magnet, get a funnel. Down the line, let's talk about a quiz funnel. I think you've got a great product for a quiz funnel, and you've already divided your people up into the DIY diva and all of that. You're ripe for a quiz, but not now. And you don't need to customize it, right? Well, here's how you customize right now. Don't create five different sequences because you unless you're diagnosing them with a well thought out quiz, they're going to self-diagnose potentially into the wrong track. So just write one sequence and say, hey, I'm so glad you're here. The offer's closed right now, but join the wait list and we'll be letting you know. You'll be the first people. In fact, you'll get priority access a full 48 hours before I open this up to my list of 10,000 people. So you'll get, you know, you're in the front of the queue. I'm going to send you some emails in the meantime. And then all you say is, this is for you if you're a retiree and you're looking at what to do with your super funds. This is for you if you're looking to leave your day job. This is for you if you've saved up some money and you've got a deposit and you're ready to get into your first investment property. And then your email sequence just speaks to different topics, always remembering that there's people that may, you need some sort of broad statement at the bottom that says, hey, if you're not a first-time buyer, it's okay. We've got strategies for retirees, da, 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 da.
Thank you, okay. Michelle. We are in the last 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes, and we've got Kim, Frida, and Peter. So, Kim, I'm coming to you first.
One thing I thought of was I'm not sure whether your project overview lookbook is about your project or a student's project, but it's definitely worthwhile telling stories about your students, their success stories, in terms of, you know, the projects that they've done. And they achieved this by doing my boot camp. Would you like to join? Would you like to put, you know, here's a link to the wait list if you're interested, blah, blah, blah. So I definitely think, because it's social proof and they see themselves in that. You could do ask them a question, a deep dive survey type question in the email. And, you know, when it comes to renovating, when it comes to starting the renovation process, what's your biggest challenge? So you start to understand what their fears are to actually to get going, because that's where you come into it. And then in the demographic question, that's where you could actually start to segment and understand, are they a home renovator? Are they a flipper, are they, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, Kim. And final one is Peter.
So mine's more a question as well. So what's the most frequently asked question that you get for someone who wants to look at doing your program? So to me, it's like, if I'm starting a renovation project, what do I need to know? How do I go about it? And that's what would draw me to you. So I'm just starting at this end. And then from there, okay, so what are all those frequently asked questions? So what are the stories that I can tell about those questions that I'm getting asked?
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. So
okay. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good, everyone. I can see people are still taking notes. So Robin did post the link to Bernadette's Facebook post there in the chat. So if you want to click across to that and add any final comments.